dilatory argument as to why the pipeline shouldn't come through Oberlin.
Yeah.
Nexus came up with a deal for the city, offering them $100,000 and asking for, in my opinion, for something really, really egregious in return, which was to waive our rights against them for any future
right
wrongdoing. So it was during construction and then during completed operations.
Right.
They wanted the city to waive their right to sue for anything.
Oh, man.
And so the council deliberated that, and there were surprisingly a majority on council who were going to accept that agreement. Or that's what they said publicly, anyway.
So this is a short-term kind of cash payout.
Well,
in exchange for silence.
They said, you know, well, we could use the money.
Right.
But then they also said, well, we've wanted to put this water line through here.
Right.
To get to that area, which is Oberlin down there.
Right.
And if they take this property, we won't be able to put in our water line as we had.
So there's going to be a water line coming right through here?
That's what Oberlin said. I had never heard of it before this agreement from Nexus.
Oh, wow.
But they cited that as the reason why they wanted to take the agreement. And, of course, you know, it's coming anyway. We might as well take the money. But to me, there was no way that they should have accepted that because of the waiver of liability. I would never have accepted that on behalf of the city.
Yeah.
And then what ended up happening is Nexus pulled their offer due to delay.
Oh.
So, you know, the city council was, you know, running it out to three readings.
Right.
And after, I think, the second reading, Nexus pulled their offer anyway. But for some reason, Oberlin City Council still walked through the vote. And so a lot of people in the city thought, oh, well, we got council to change their mind, and they see our point now, because in the third reading, they all voted against the deal. Well,
right.
The deal was no longer available.
Right.
So it was easy to vote against.
When you say third reading, what does that mean, third reading?
Yeah, in like most municipal deliberations, they're supposed to consider anything for in front of the community three times before it's finalized.
Okay.
And it gives an opportunity for the people in the community to weigh in on it.
Right.
So they can't just bring some, or they in a normal course of business, they don't bring something up once and then vote on it.
Right.
They bring it up once, twice, three times.
Right.
Now, what can happen, and what happens a lot, is they elevate it to emergency.
Right.
Which allows them to vote on it, read it once, consider it once, and vote on it
once. Even if they said there was going to be a third reading, even if there was going to be a third reading, they can just go right through that by saying it's an emergency?
Well, right.
What, and fast track it?
Well, yeah. What they say is, so they'll bring up the item, and it could be anything. It could be purchasing a truck,
right,
or whatever
right.
the item of business is.
Right.
So they'll bring it up, and then, you know, somebody will move that we elevate this to emergency so that we don't have and eliminate the need for three readings. And then they vote on it.
Okay.
Well, that did not happen.
Right.
They tried to make that happen
right.
during the first reading, but it didn't happen.
Right.
You have to have like a super majority to make that happen. And
so they wanted to expedite this versus like buying a truck.
They were going to expedite this, but they didn't have the votes to do it.
Right.
It was.
But it's amazing you would want to expedite something as profound and as potentially right. impactful as a
correct.
Pipeline to
correct.
Wow.
Correct. And it's a way to eliminate public
oh, yeah.
discourse.
Yeah, you
and
see it
and
there.
It's also, you know, matters of business do come up that have to be taken care of
right.
before the next council meeting. But they can always have special meetings
right.
and things like that. So